Okay, good evening, everyone. As I have promised in the past, we are going to start tonight a discussion in regard to the halachos of responses during tefillah. Many times, women who daven at home are faced with the question of, what am I allowed to talk during davening? If I need to talk to one of my children during davening, it depends on at what point of davening you are holding. And also women are faced very often with a question of which responses when a person davens in shul are you allowed to answer when you are at a different point of davening. Women generally, when they come to shul on Shabbos or Yontif, many times they come late, which for them is not considered late. It's normal for them not to be there in the beginning of davening at 8:30 or whatever time it starts. They come when they're able to get there, and it's very important to know many, many different parts of the davening. What are you allowed to answer as far as Amen, as far as to a Kaddish, to a Kedusha, to Baruch Hu, to Modem Derabanan, to Shema, to Aleinu, to Vizosa Torah, to the Amen, to Berchas Kohanim, Asha Yotzar, to Thunder and Lightning. There's many different things that come up, what a person is allowed to say, and it will depend on what point of davening you are holding. Are you holding before Psukah de Zimra, during Psukah de Zimra, during Kriya Shema, in the middle of a Pasuk, in between paragraphs, during Shemona Esrei? So, Bezat Hashem, I went through the halachos. It was very, very complicated halachos. Of course, I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible, but we'll take it step by step, and B'siyata D'Shemaya will be able to conquer these halachos. So, generally, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Nun Aleph that it is usher to talk from the beginning of Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar, as you all know, that is the bracha on Psukei de Zimra. That is the first bracha on Psukei de Zimra. So you are not allowed to talk after Baruch Sha'amar until you have finished Shemona Esrei. Yishtabach is the after bracha on Psukah de Zimra. Then comes the brachos of Krishma and Krishma, and the brachos after Krishma and Shemona Esrei. Generally speaking, you are not allowed to be speaking until after Shemona Esrei. And we'll discuss as far as in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar itself. We'll get there step by step. If you're in shul on a weekday, then it's also up until after Tachanun, but that's not so common for women. Whenever we say that you are not allowed to talk after Baruch Sha'amar, that is also usher, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, even in Lashon HaKodesh. It doesn't help if a person is Israeli or if a person knows Lashon HaKodesh, Ivrit. Either way, a person is not allowed to talk. And this means to stam talk. And I think that's something that we all know. We all knew this halacha, that after Baruch Sha'amar, you are not allowed to talk after Baruch Sha'amar. Now, there will be many situations when a person would be allowed to interrupt, and that we're going to get to step by step. But before Baruch Sha'amar starts, obviously that is the most lenient. There's many parts of davening before Baruch Sha'amar. There's the Berachas HaTorah, there's the Berachas HaShachar, and there are Karbanos, and we discussed, are women obligated in all those? But before then, it's very lenient, and you are allowed to say, you're allowed to answer anything when you are in shul. You are allowed to say Asha Yotzar if you use the bathroom. And the truth is, you could really just stam talk to anyone. However, the Chayyadam does say that it should be nitzrach ktsas. It should be a little bit of necessary. Meaning it shouldn't be, it's not proper derech eretz to just, in the middle of Birchas HaTorah, in the middle of Birchas HaShachar, even though I'm in between brachos, to just simply talk if it's not so necessary. But if it is a little bit necessary, you need to tell somebody something, whether you're at home, or to tell a child something, or you're in shul and you need someone to pass you something, as long as it's a little bit necessary, then already you're allowed to talk if it's before Baruch Sha'amar. Just it shouldn't be treated totally lightly that you could just go on and talk, but whatever is necessary before you start Baruch Sha'amar, then you are allowed to talk. During Psukei de Zimra itself, which means after Baruch Sha'amar, but before Yishtabach. So we'll discuss as far as during the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar itself and Yishtabach itself, but throughout Psukei de Zimra, through all those kapitlach of Tillim, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is pretty lenient. You can say Amen to any bracha. You're allowed to say Amen. You are in the middle of Psukei de Zimra. You're allowed to say Amen to a bracha, whether it's from a chazan or from a friend or a child. But the Mishnah Berurah does tell us that it has to be at a place that is sulik in yana, which means that even if it's in the middle of a pasuk, you're allowed to say amen as long as it's at the end of a topic in the pasuk. Doesn't even have to be by an esnachta, but as long as you know the basic translation of the pasuk, you'll be able to know where there is the end of a topic in a pasuk, meaning there's any pasuk has like different pauses in the pasuk, different phrases throughout the pasuk. You are allowed to answer for sure if you're in between psukim, for sure if you're in between paragraphs, but even if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you're in the middle of a sentence in Psukah de Zimra, as long as it's sulik and yana, as long as it's the end of a topic of that pasuk that you are saying, you are allowed to say amen to any bracha that is said by any person. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that you can't say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay. That means when the Chazan says Hashem's name, I'm sure you're all familiar, we say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay. When the Chazan says Hashem's name, it's Baruch Atah Hashem. And the reason why you can't say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay is because that really doesn't have a makar in the Gemara. That doesn't have a source in the Gemara that we are obligated to say that. It's hinted to in the Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Daled, but that's only a custom. Kishem Hashem Ekra of a Goydel Elokeinu. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's only a minug. And Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay, a lot of people do not realize this halacha. You're in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, and the Chazan is up to whatever he is up to at some point to say Amen to a bracha. You say Amen, but you do not say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay. And Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that surely you can't say Berichu, which is also when the Chazan says Kaddish. You'll notice when in the middle of Kaddish there's one point where the Chazan says Berichu and everybody says Berichu. Rav Moshe Feinstein says for sure a person were not allowed to say that. So far we have learned just a few basic halachos that after Baruch Sh'amar you are not allowed to talk. You are not allowed to talk even in Lashon HaKodesh. Before Baruch Sh'amar, you are allowed to talk, but it should be just not a free-for-all. It should be somewhat of a tzairich a little bit. Then you are allowed to talk. To say Amen to a bracha, we'll talk about Bez Hashem saying Amen to Kaddish. But as far as saying Amen to a bracha, you are allowed to say Amen to a bracha, but you are not allowed to say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shamay, and you are not allowed to say Berichu. We mentioned about Baruch Sh'amar. We've been talking so far a little bit about Baruch Sh'amar. And the end of Baruch Sh'amar, there's a phrase that I'm sure you all know. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulol Batishbachos. That Hashem is a king, he's a melech. Mehulol, that is praised, Batishbachos, with praises. And the Vilna Gaon asks a question that it seems like a double expression, that Hashem is a king that's praised with praises. Of course Hashem is praised with praises. What else is somebody or Hashem or a person, what else is someone praised with? Of course a person is praised with praises. Why does it say Mehulol Batishbachos? And the Vilna Gaon answers with a mashal. He says with a parable. He says that there was once a king who called in his servants and he wanted his servants to give him a praise, to compliment him, to say what is great about him. I guess he had a big ego, that king, and he said, yeah, I want people to tell him what's great about me. So one of his servants says, you're so smart. And another one of the servants says, you're so strong. And another one of the servants says, you're so kind. And each one chooses something that was great, that they felt was great about the king. And then one servant says, you have a crooked nose. And the king said, well, what's going on? You should be sentenced to death. You should be executed. What you say, I have a crooked nose. So you take him away. You should kill him. So the servant said, no, let me explain. All the other people, they said, you are strong. One person said, you're strong. So that makes it sound like all you are is strong, but you don't have any other positive attributes, any other good character traits. You're just strong. One person said, you're smart. So that sounds like, it implies that you're just smart and you have nothing else. Or you're kind. Now you're fine, you're kind, that's nice, but you have nothing else besides being kind. I'm saying that you have everything. Just one thing you don't have. Fine, you have a crooked nose. But everything else, that's your praise is that the only problem you have is that you have a crooked nose. But everything else with you, you're kind, you're smart, you're strong, everything else you have. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's what we mean, my Melech Mehulol Batishbachos, that Hashem is praised with praises because Hashem has nothing wrong with him. Hashem is Shleimus. Hashem is complete. Hashem is Kulei Tov. He's not even going to be praised with one little iota that is wrong. Hashem is completely good. And the Chazon Ish says that that's what bitachon and emunah and bitachon means. That doesn't mean necessarily that everything's going to be good what we understand is good, but we believe that everything that Hashem does is good. And even if we don't understand Hashem's master plan, but everything that Hashem does, we have emunah bitachon that Hashem is kulay taif, even if we don't understand it. My father has said over many times from Rabbi Shimon Schwab the same idea, that that's what bitachon means. When my father's father was sick, he went to Rabbi Shimon Schwab because my grandfather was in the hospital near him, and he went to him for Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon Schwab, my father told Rabbi Shimon Schwab that he has bitachon, then my grandfather will be better. And Rabbi Shimon Schwab said, bitachon doesn't mean that your father will become better. Bitachon means that whatever Hashem does is for the best, and someday, maybe, perhaps, we'll understand it, but we don't always understand the master plan. And as I mentioned last night and the night before, that, you know, I still can't get this thing from that happened by the Boston Marathon out of my mind. Such a tragedy, and we all know of tragedies, we all know of Yisurim going on. There was just Nebuch in Boca Raton. There was a child that was killed. Nebuch, a little girl. My father is going there, Bez Hashem, next week to give chizik to the community. And today, and even if it's not something drastic like that, I know there's a girl in the neighborhood that should have refuah shlema. She had a surgery today. We know, and what we're getting together for this conference call, for a refuah shlema that we all davening for, we all know sick people, and we all know nebuch tragedies that happen. But that's something that we have strong emunah and bitachon, that Hashem is melech mehul ba'at tashbachais, that Hashem is complete, and everything Hashem does is for the best. And we try our best. We try focusing on Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah like we discussed last night, and Be'ez Hashem we should be able to see Sabeinu Mituvecha, that we'll understand all of the good that Hashem does, and we should all have that bracha in our lives, that we should be able to see easily all the chesed that Hashem does for us, for our community, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, everybody should have a good night.